This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome in. Glad to have you here on Sports Daily as we get you ready to start the next weekend of football with a little Thursday night football tonight. Perfect timing. We'll bring in insider PJ Glasser to join us on the program, as well as Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. I'm Jacob Albrecht alongside TJ Cleland. Max Power back in the studio getting things produced up for us. He's got your KFH hotline at 869-1240. We've got your video streams manned and monitored for your commentary there on Facebook, YouTube, X. We appreciate everybody watching on 12 News Connected. We appreciate everybody listening as well on the Odyssey app. It'll be a fun show. Glad to have you with us. TJ, good morning. How are you? We're having that same microphone issue, I think, TJ, there that we had yesterday. In the meantime, I'll tell you that everything coming on tap is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. It is a good day. It is Thursdays are I enjoy Thursday shows. I like getting the football weekend, the page turned a little bit on a football weekend, getting you ready. We've got Thursday night football, gives us our first chance to look at things. It's a game of pretty significant interest for us tonight as we look at the Denver Broncos. And as Chiefs observers, as Chiefs fans listening to this show, it's been sort of a while now as it's kind of watching Denver and hoping they lose. It's been a really long time since the Chiefs have had to do that with anybody, TJ. I think we have you now. It's been a long time since the Chiefs fans have chased anybody in the AFC West as they're chasing right now Denver.
They are chasing Denver, and you can hear me now, can't you?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, my mood has significantly changed. Remember, I answered your question of how I'm doing this morning whenever we start the show like that. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I was going to say I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because we get primetime football tonight and we can actually watch it. It's not on YouTube TV. It's not Monday Night Football. Gosh. And I can't wait to watch football tonight.
Yeah, that's been a problem. And it's still not solved. I thought that would get solved quick. I was wrong. I don't know what the breaking point on that is. But yeah, we'll get it on Prime tonight. Another one that, you know, some people won't be able to watch. It's getting more and more difficult to do these things, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but so it is. But yeah, we get Denver right now sitting at 7-2. Look, in theory, the Chiefs still control their own destiny. right? They play Denver twice. They trail them by two games. But that also means that with the very difficult schedule they have left, Kansas City, in order to control that destiny, has to win every single game that they play, unless Denver loses some games. So we sit here and we're like, okay, Denver, who has been, you know, they've figured out ways to win. I'll give it to them. They have figured out some ways to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, whether it was the 13-11 win over the Jets, the 33-point fourth quarter against the Giants, or last week when it took a big comeback to the C.J. Stroudless Houston Texans on the road. There have been several times where this team has figured it out. And I'll tell you right now, we'll see what PJ Glasser says. 9.5 seems like too many points to me. Vegas just traded away a weapon that they have in Jacoby Myers. I get that. But, man, they got Brock Bowers back, and he is a straight-up difference maker. I'll suspect that PJ's not comfortable laying 9.5 points. We'll get that in the next hour when we talk bets. That's a lot of points tonight. I think the game will be moderately entertaining with a puncher's chance for the Raiders to take him down.
I would agree, and it'd be great if they did. That would help out a bunch. You know, something weird feels like it's going to happen to these Broncos. It's going to give in eventually. It's just a matter of who it's going to be to, and it'd be poetic if it was the Raiders, I guess.
A lot of pressure for me. I'm on a Thursday Night Football heater on the first touchdown bets.
Is that what are we shifting the focus? It was all prime time. Are we shifting this now, narrowing it down to Thursday?
Well, no, it's
night?
Still prime time because it still worked, several times this year on Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. The strategy has still played out pretty well in all primetime games, but the Thursday night games have been especially fruitful. Of course, that was Mark Andrews last week. The week before that, I believe, was who was it? Was it a Rondé Gadsden? Yeah, yep. It was a Rondé Gadsden the week before that was a hit. Let's see what it was in week 7. I'll be able to recall if I got it. Steelers Bengals. Wrong tight end. We went Noah Fant, and it was Pat Freiermuth. But the tight end / quarterback strategy still worked there. Before that, it was Eagles Giants.
Goddard.
Goddard was the hit, yep. Wasn't he?
Yep.
Didn't Goddard hit that week?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was. We'll go back to week 5. 49ers Rams. I don't think we did either. I think that was Kittle's return. No, it was. It was Tonjes. We hit that one. We hit Tonjes.
Oh, yeah.
It was Tonjes. So we're back to week 5 here now. Week 4. We're just going to roll this back. Seahawks Cardinals. That would have been.
Was it McBride?
That was Barner. Tight end. Barner. Like, I'm telling you. Week 3. And one of these is Bo Nix because, no, that was Monday Night Football. Bo Nix was a quarterback hit and Caleb Williams was a quarterback hit. So I've hit both of those. They were quarterbacks. Now we're looking at this thing. This was Ollie Gordon. So you got to go back to, what did I say that was? Week 3?
Week 3, yep.
Week 3. That's how long it's been. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking a tight end tonight, most likely. But the problem is going to be that, Brock Bowers 9-1. If you think the Raiders can score first, that's the risk in taking them as they're heavy underdogs. And then I guess Evan Engram is the option for Denver at 14-1. So we'll see. We'll think about that. I'll stew on it a little bit. Has Evan Engram even caught a touchdown this year? I don't know that he has.
I don't know if he has either.
But and look, it's not. When the pressure's on now for me, because other people besides you are watching this and giving me a hard time, I don't have to take the tight end. It's just been fruitful. Evan Engram on the year with his 26 catches and 215 yards, not lighting the world on fire like a lot of us thought he might this year. I actually thought he might have a good year. No catches last week against Houston. But he had four catches the week before that and five catches the week before that. Evan Ingram not scored since early October. I might take Evan Ingram at 14-1 tonight. I'm gonna think about that.
We'll get your official statement by 9 a.m.
I'll have it by the end of the show. We'll see what PJ thinks as we hit a big one last week as well. It's fun. It's been a fun trend that I hope continues to bankroll the rest of my bets that lose all week, which would be nice. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up this morning. It's Sports Daily. We are just getting revved up here on a Thursday. We've got plenty for you. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily, Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Watch the new season of Landman as it is about to drop on Paramount Plus. You Landman guy, TJ, watch Landman?
I haven't, but it sounds good.
It's very good. It's very good. Billy Bob Thornton nails it, and I'm seeing Sam Elliott on the previews now. Are you kidding me? You take a show that was really, really good, and you just kind of casually toss Sam Elliott into it? Oh, man. It's going to be good stuff.
Remember the old high school wrestler from Bueller whose name was Sam Elliott? I used to always make that joke.
Oh, yeah.
They got Sam Elliott on the wrestling mat? No way. Jacob, I got breaking news for us this morning on Sports Daily. Okay. As of December 1st, 2025, ESPN Bet is shutting down.
What?
Yep. ESPN and Penn Entertainment are ending their sports betting partnership. After signing a 10-year, $2 billion deal in 2023, ESPN Bet will officially shut down next month with 8 years left of the initial agreement. That's from Joe Pompliano of Front Office Sports.
What? Well, that's the one I've been hitting on my bet. How many? I've only until December 1st.
Yep.
What in the world?
That may be NBA betting scandal related, that they're trying to back off of that, and maybe something else. But a lot of people are inferring it's the first, the prior.
What on earth? Why? How is that happening? Goodness gracious. I'm going to have to. That is wild. They invest so much into their business of that now.
It looks like it is. So Penn Entertainment was right. The Barstool Sportsbook.
Correct. Yes.
And now it's ESPN Bet. And now it looks like it's going to the Score Bet, which is it's kind of like Bleacher Report, but it's a thing. It's called the Score.
Isn't that crazy? So that's what's so wild about that to me is you've got this monster in ESPN, and you know, it feels like everybody's like, oh, you know, this is such a the house always wins and all of these things. Man, like, I don't know if that's true. I mean, ESPN doesn't shut this down if they're making money. Right? Like, that's there's way too much money. This Pompliano reporter said he was bearish from day one and predicted that they would shut it down in 2026. That's pretty wild, man. That is wild stuff.
I think that there's just a conversation to be had about, you know, journalistic integrity. You know, if you have a sports book, that treads the line. There's a gray area there.
Yeah. I guess what integrity would you be?
I mean, I think I don't know. I think the biggest part is the fact of where 90% of Americans get their sports news is also offering props based on the sports news that they're breaking. Is kind of a weird line to take.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that the talk shows are fine.
Do they set the odds based on what they know?
Yeah, that's a weird part of it.
I suppose I could see that. What I would bet is that they're not making any money with it. That's what I would bet.
I don't know.
I mean, why would you? You're not going to shut that business down if you're making money with it. I don't know. Adam Schefter's job doesn't, like, I'm not concerned that he's not doing it because a parent company also has a betting app. That's just me. But it'll be interesting to see how they do it. They have so much tied to it that is it a clean break? Do they then go and pick up, which I believe they previously had, other sites to be their betting partners and provide us with the lines? And
I think I saw that, actually. Let me look.
Man, what that is. I would have not predicted that. I actually like their app. I think their app's pretty good.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, speculation will tell you that you think that it's tied to the NBA thing, and I think of the conversation of it's just everywhere. I think that they feel like that there could be a big part of them being like, you know, like we may not be helping the situation. We should probably branch off.
Well, and yeah, there have been a few that have flamed out on this, and you have to have the best app. Man, I'm going to have to look at more of this and get some of the details on it as we make our way through. They sent out a release. Does everything just move over? I don't even remember what happened. I don't know that I was on the Barstool, and I don't think I was. Anyway, speaking of bets.
That was one of the biggest questions about, like, what about my Super Bowl futures on ESPN Bet?
I'm sure they'll just cash them out, but you'll miss out on those odds that you would have gotten or wouldn't have gotten. And I think I probably have some of those. Rick from the Top Rope, speaking of betting, we're talking about our Thursday night football bet. Troutman, 25-1, he says tonight. Tight end, I like it. Rick, I like where your head's at. Maybe a little small hedge. I'm leaning Ingram with a small hedge on Bowers. But we'll see. But I like that, Rick. I like where your head's at. Man, this is a wild story. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later in the show. We'll certainly get PJ Glasser's take on it, our betting insider. Good timing. We've had fortuitous timing with him on some big betting stories in the last few weeks. Yeah, I don't know if it has anything to do with the NBA stuff. I don't think so. I don't think all of a sudden their moral compass on the ability to walk and chew gum at the same time changed. I would bet you they're just not making money. I mean, I think it's probably that simple. I will tell you that I don't know very many people that use ESPN Bet. Mm-hmm. I do because I like their promos. But most people still use the originals, right? They're usually either on FanDuel or DraftKings or BetMGM. Those were the original ones out there. And then Caesars eventually joined, and Bet365 joined this year. We saw Barstool go up and down. Now we've seen ESPN, of course, do the same thing. So we'll see what happens. That's an interesting development for sure. And probably a pretty good one for the other apps, as they're going to get all that business coming back their way. Okay. We've got a couple of quarterback situations to monitor here, TJ, that have been of interest. CJ Stroud's not going to play this week. So that's a bummer for them. I mean, you hate to see that. And then the other one I saw yesterday was Kyler Murray goes to IR. So that's pretty wild. That means he's out another 4 games. I don't think you can do that retroactively in the NFL. So it's the Jacoby Brissett show. That one smells of we're going with Brissett and we're not trying to shake the wagon. 4 games? We're in week 10? 10, 11, 12, 13? Were they going to go 2-2 and then give it back to Kyler Murray? I mean, there were some reports that he was ready to play on Monday, and he didn't come back.
No. I think Kyler may be done in Arizona.
I do, too. That was what I was going to ask you. Will Kyler Murray, injury aside, you know, if Jacoby Brissett goes down or something this year after the fact, but injury aside, are Kyler Murray's days of being the starter there done?
I think that next year Kyler Murray will be playing for the Cleveland Browns or the New York Jets.
I think he'll be a Jet.
You're right. Shador Sanders is a starter for the Browns next year, maybe.
That's right. What have we even seen from Dylan Gabriel? Is it Shador time yet? Like, what are we doing?
I can't believe they haven't done it yet. Because Dylan Gabriel
to me, he's been not good. What are we doing? He's a rookie though, so you got to have some grace. He had a pretty good game. Was that against Pittsburgh? But he didn't do anything a whole lot. He's not running at all. So as a passer, last week was his the highest passing volume he had a while. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in that game against New England. His quarterback rating in the games he has started He's flirted with being good. His first start against Minnesota was okay. Like, he probably hasn't done enough to just outright lose the job, and he wouldn't as a rookie typically. It's just that Shadur's sitting there, and what are you going to do with it? Right? What are you going to do with Shadur? They don't have any pressure to play him. We don't talk about Shadur very much anymore. So I think the pressure to play Shadur is low, and the Browns in that sense have won that, right? They can just sit around. Flacco got traded. It's the Gabriel era now. If we're asking definitive questions and guesses, Kyler Murray, here's one. Does Shadur Sanders start a game for the Browns this year?
Yeah, I think he was going to from the start, honestly. I think that after you saw what – I mean, was Flacco – who was the starter to start the year? Was it Flacco?
Flacco, yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah. I don't think that anybody knew that Flacco was going to play the entire year, and I think that – people kind of were looking at it as like, well, I mean, is Dylan Gabriel going to do that? And is Shadur going to be the QB2? Like, is there going to be chances for him to get into a game? I think he'll start. Well, I think it may be like 16-17 or something like that, just to close up the year, just to see.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I would say, I'll say yeah. I'll say yes, just because injury chances and everything else are high. It's hard to, you know, Dylan Gabriel, unless Dylan Gabriel's really bad, though, you don't really want to take that away from him either. All right, let's go to the KFH hotline. Max has Andy there for us. Andy, what's on your mind? Good morning. Welcome to Sports Daily.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was going to touch base on a couple things. I was initially going to talk on the gambling part of it, but then since you brought in Kyler Murray and where the Cardinals are at, man, if you looked at that most recent game for the Cardinals, it's a no-brainer for them not to just keep going with Jacoby Brissett as far as while Kyler's on IR, but beyond. He was the new quarterback was the first one to really start targeting Marvin Harrison Jr. and made it look so easy. There was target after target after target, and they've been waiting on that for a year and a half to get Harrison Jr. in there. So, I mean, that looked so good that that's a no-brainer for those guys. But as far as the ESPN bet thing, Jacob, could you elaborate? I mean, you know, these sports books are giving worse and worse odds year after year after year. And ESPN has so much visibility that it strikes me as a little bit tough for those guys not to be pulling a profit, especially when most of what they're promoting, most of what they're promoting are specialized parlays, and we know how the customer usually ends up on a parlay. So I find it a little bit tough that they wouldn't be making money. I tend to go a little bit more with it's not a good look for ESPN and ultimately Disney and those guys when you've got a story breaking about Chauncey Billups and everything that's going on with that story, and they have to literally pull their ESPN bet, the advertisement that's sitting on the creeper at the corner of the screen. So,
that's ahead. That challenge has been there. And I think here's what I would say. And it looks like they are announcing and are about to announce that they're entering a new massive multi-year endorsement deal with DraftKings. So I would bet that when you put it all on the table and you talk about ESPN being in the business of operating a sports book, making money, doing all the things that it has to do with it, or just letting DraftKings do it and write them a check, I think when push comes to shove, it's just probably a better investment for them to pass that on. I mean, it's, you know, these companies that do it are, that's what they do, right? It's what DraftKings does. It's what FanDuel does. It's all they do. For ESPN to try to do this, the reason I've always said it's fine and it should be separate is because it's not like these personalities and these reporters and these people are the ones trying to operate a sports book. You know, like Stephen A. Smith isn't setting the odds to a game or anything. So it's walk and chew gum. I think it can be done, but now and look, this big betting scandal may have something to do with it. That may have been the nail in the coffin to say, you know what, like it's too much. It's not worth the juice. Ain't worth the squeeze. We DraftKings write us a check, and instead of that crawl at the bottom, because here's what would happen: that same story breaks, And it's a DraftKings bet your whatever in the bottom corner. Is that what is that? What difference does it make? You know what I mean? Yeah. They're taking a check from DraftKings. So like they're making money in the betting space, whether it's ESPN bet or DraftKings or whatever it is, it's generating income for the company.
Yeah, I think to your point, Jacob, I think maybe just the one other part of this that just doesn't sit right with me is that, and this indicates that maybe there's a little bit more going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and it's not strictly as easy as just a simple dollars and cents business decision, is the fact that they've pulled out of it 2 years into a 10-year agreement. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think that if you were willing to write up a 10-year agreement on the front end, you could even anticipate some financial challenge getting going yep. out of the gate, or at least through the duration of that 10-year term, and not terminate it. So the fact that they were willing to do a 180 on this so early just leaves me scratching my head a little bit. And almost, if I'm looking at the glass half empty on this thing, if these gambling issues similar to the Chauncey Billups story are relevant to this piece at all, it tells me there might be more around the corner that they know about. So I'll let you guys go. I appreciate your time. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Andy. I think maybe I would say
I think that as you're both of you guys have the point here. I think that they probably were making money. I don't think that they were making enough money to justify brand look that it was doing for them.
I don't know how much Disney as the bigger company cared about doing this. There's other reporting right now that this new, you know, a Penn approach may be more into like casino, what are called iCasinos, I guess. But here's something really interesting. In this breakup, Penn retains a database of almost 3 million digital users acquired through the ESPN relationship. So that's got a lot of value in it. Penn may be okay with them walking away from this. You know, they sold Bartwood famously, you know, ran like, what was it, $700 billion, whatever, and sold it back to Barstool for a dollar. They're a casino, it sounds like. And so they're just, you know, getting user information that all has value. And I thought I saw in maybe original press release, there was language built into the contract for an early break. We're going to get more details on this. Obviously the conspiracies on this, are tremendous, but I don't know very many people that actually use the ESPN Bet app. I do, but I don't think a lot of people do. And the only reason I do is because they offer generous promos, probably because nobody's signing up for them. And so I do think it has more to do with, because again, like the conflict of interest that exists when you see it on the Fox NFL pregame show or the in-game broadcast where it said, here's your same game parlay brought to you by DraftKings, literally from the play-by-play guys. Like those aren't going away. The ticker is still going to have DraftKings on it instead of ESPN Bet as they're reading a story about a Chauncey Billups betting scandal. So, look, there was language in this that they could get out after the third year. So they're just exercising that language. Everybody's saying now they were, you know, it sounds like the Penn group is going to get out for the most part of the sports betting, focus on their casino thing. ESPN was making $150 million a year from Penn to do this. They'll probably make that much from DraftKings. So it probably is a combination of all of these things. ESPN's like, you know what? To hell with it. We'll make just as much money with DraftKings. Let's just leave this thing for somebody else. We'll take their money and we can not have to worry about it. So we'll see how that works. These primetime first touchdown bets for me, those have all been ESPN bets. So we got to make some money over the next month. We'll talk to PJ Glasser, get his take on all this as we come back. Big 12 weekend. TJ does not feature K-State. We'll talk K-State football and the state of the program with Tim Fitzgerald coming up. It does feature KU though, on the road to Arizona. Arizona is a slight favorite in the game. I kind of thought they'd maybe be more of a favorite, but what do we think here? This is one of the games Kansas needs. They need one more win.
Yep.
In their next three games to be bowl eligible. This will be the game I would imagine that they will be the closest as far as the line goes, but it is on the road. After this one, it's at Iowa State after a bye week, and then back home to face Utah. This is probably the best chance, even though it's a road game, for KU to lock that up. If they don't win this one, it's going to be butt pucker in time for their bowl chances, I think.
Yeah, I agree. This is the one that you need to win because you're going to – that Iowa State game's on the road as well, if I'm not mistaken. And then they host Utah, who's in the college football playoff rankings, is the number 13 team in the country. So you got to go win this one, but it's not going to be a tough – or it's not going to be an easy one, and that's kind of what it was after that Sunflower Showdown loss. Looking at it, it was like, well, there's four games left, and you got to win two of them. You're guaranteed about one of them. So where's the other one coming? And if it's not going to be on Saturday, then it is going to get real stressful down the stretch. I think that they can beat Arizona. It just depends on the version of KU that we see.
So let's talk for a second about those CFP rankings, and not that they involve KU. And look, KU in that game, I mean, strategically, TJ, I don't think much changes for KU. They have to have Superman stuff from Jalen Daniels. It feels like to win these games, and they'll need it again against Arizona, and they'll have to find a way to play a little bit, they'll have to play a little bit better defense. So that's kind of it. We'll see him play. We'll see him play. Okay. CFP rankings. Glad you brought that up. This is an interesting ranking as it stands currently. You know, Utah at 13, two teams are in, BYU Tech, who play each other. So as we look at this thing in totality, do you think there's a path for two Big 12 teams making it in?
I think so. I think that if BYU and Texas Tech both still stay kind of where they're at, obviously one of them has to lose because they're playing each other. I don't know, actually. Now that I'm saying that out loud,
it's going to be tough.
Because they play each other, and then you think that they'd play each other again. There's going to be one of them that has two losses, basically.
Utah gets Baylor, Kansas State, and Kansas still on its schedule. Texas Tech will have to – Texas Tech and BYU, somebody's getting a loss in that game. Right? BYU doesn't have one yet. Texas Tech has one. We know, though, that they're right in the standings. The game is probably falling out, I would imagine, of the CFP. Maybe not. Maybe they can hang tight there. But then BYU finishes with TCU, Cincinnati, and UCF. I think the path is probably Texas Tech beating BYU, BYU winning the rest of its games. So you'd have Tech and BYU each with one loss. And then you've got to roll the dice a little bit if you meet again championship that one of you lost that one of them get that with two losses can still get in. It's not a sure thing, but it's possible. It's looking like it's going to be more possible than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
But man, it goes back to as I'm watching this play out, and I know Brett Yormark is doubling down on the future. Boy, it'd be nice to have two guaranteed bids in this thing.
I mean, I think that this is showing his side of it more than anything, of him saying we don't want two guaranteed bids, because what happens if Utah gets good and then you get three? Like, you don't want to give out free bids to people. Like, I think that that's
not,
his whole
they're
point.
They would just guarantee themselves two. I mean,
SEC would guarantee themselves blank.
Right now in the top 12, the SEC has six teams in the top 12. That's probably not going to change. The Big Ten has three. That's the one. It's not the SEC that bothers me. It's the Big Ten. Big Ten doesn't deserve five.
That's your Mark's point, is what I'm saying here, is that if this model goes into play, it's great that the Big 12 gets two, but it's not great that the Big Ten gets whatever the number is. Is it two or three? I don't know how many it is.
Well, can they do two each and four auto bids? Now the SEC wouldn't like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would just if the Big 12 agrees to something, it's going to handicap them because the other people are going to get so much more. If it was the fact of like
you're looking at an absolute best case scenario this year, and it's maybe going to get you two.
But if like the thing is though, is that you like it's a gamble. I agree, and I mean it's great to get two in there, but you know, in some cases, like what's to say the Big 12. With all the new landscape of college sports, won't be better than the Big Ten in 5 years. You know,
well, and the problem is they're top to bottom they are better than the Big Ten.
Yeah,
but at the very top they're not close.
I mean,
that's the problem. So,
yeah.
Are they ever going to be? Do you ever? Is there ever any world where any team in the Big 12 becomes Ohio State? Right.
I mean,
no,
who knows?
We literally have an entire history going back to 1996. Yeah,
we don't have an entire history
Texas and Oklahoma. That's not going to happen.
We don't have an entire history of the oil rigs in Lubbock paying $1 billion for a football team, though. Like, it's different.
That money runs dry, right? They can't do that every year. It's not inherently.
Does the oil run dry? Where's the money run dry? If they're going to keep doing it, they're going to keep doing it.
Texas Tech's not going to do this every year. It'd be great if they did. They won't. Ohio State puts 100,000 people at a game, right? Like, it's different. It's not the same. And I just. We have a situation presenting itself this year where, okay, let's say Tech doesn't lose that game that they lost, and they and BYU, how much higher would they be in these rankings? They'd probably be at least in the top five, I would think. But you don't change much with that. This is the scenario, right? We're 9 games into this thing, and you have 2 Big 12 teams with 1 combined loss. And you have to try pretty hard to find the scenario where they both make it in. Because they're probably playing each other again in the Big 12 championship game. And there's not really a scenario that's better than this. What if BYU beats Tech? Okay, and then Tech has 2 losses. And Utah has 2 losses. And one of them's going to have 3. Potentially because they lose in a Big 12 championship game.
I mean,
maybe that's the best case scenario is that BYU wins this round and Tech wins round 2.
I was going to say, look at the ACC last year, who was terrible. And, you know, it was just Clemson was the good team, basically. And then SMU beat them. And then SMU got in.
That's not the way to look at it. You don't want to get in just because your best team gets beat in a championship game. That's an outlier. And that was to get 2 in. So if you're guaranteeing me 2, give me the scenario where there's going to be 3. We're grasping for straws and hoping to get 2. Nobody's envisioning 3.
No.
So why not take 2 guaranteed? What year is it going to be 3 teams?
I mean, would there have been a year? Think about like the OU Texas, like, whenever they were still in it, would there have been a year where they had 3 teams in the top 10?
Let's see how good AI is. Or is Google, when I Google search something now, is that technically AI? Is it? That's a legitimate question.
I mean, it'll sometimes give you AI answers, but Google still Google if you don't look at the AI part.
Yes, the Big 12 has had 3 or more teams in the final AP. Oh, that's top 25. Okay. So here's our years, 2000, 2001, and 2008. It's according to Google's AI overview, never had 3 in the top 12. The best they've had is 2 in the top 12. That happened when Oklahoma and Kansas State were in there. Kansas State was finished 12th in 2000. I'm going off AP rankings, obviously, because the CFP hasn't always existed. And then in 2008, Texas and Oklahoma finished 7th and 8th. If you remove Texas and Oklahoma from this equation that I'm looking at, not even close. The closest would have been, nope, not even close. You haven't even had 2. Minus Texas and Oklahoma, you haven't even had 2 finish in the top 25.
There's no – I mean, like, think back to, like – I mean, I remember the KU-Mizzou, like, top 5 matchup back in whatever that year when Todd Reesing was playing.
Those teams aren't
there,
here anymore, though.
Yeah, but who's to say?
I'm talking about the teams that are. I don't know, man.
Who would have thought that BYU is a top seven team in the country playing in the Big 12 for a championship in 2008? It changes. Things are different.
I know it changes. That's part of the problem. And I'm not saying it's. I love that. Man, it's not much.
It just feels like. I agree with your mark. I feel like it just takes away. I think that it's a little bit of the competitiveness in your mark, just saying it takes away from the spirit of the game of saying, like, you know, we deserve to. It's like, well, you should go earn
to. I get that part, and I love it about your mark. I'm trying to be realistic.
I think that it might bite them. Like, it might not, but it might bite them. And then you're going to think back and say, God, why the hell did we do
that? What would be the scenario, though, where it bites them? That a bad Big Ten team is in, and your third place team gets screwed. They're still at larges.
What happens if K-State is number 12 team in the country and they get booted because Michigan got the second auto bid?
Or the fifth auto bid would be the problem. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
All right, we'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Busy hour number two. PJ Glasser, Tim Fitzgerald, both joining the program. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.